Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Homer Hargrove. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the power of using stories to inspire participation. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to utilize moments and stories in a way that is memorable and meaningful. We're going to talk about how to connect people's emotions to the story by bringing value through context. And we're going to unpack ways to be able to use these different stories that and make them relatable to calls of action. Every single week, I bring you a new episode to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential through practical and mental tools in building your leadership. Let's go ahead and get started today with a big thought, and that is, it's common, even just for reading passages of scripture, that it's very common to read even passages of scripture that are powerful and yet feel like your audience isn't connecting to the passage of scripture or the story in it. And oftentimes it's not as much as what we're talking about, but how we're talking about it. And as leaders, we're communicators, and we have to learn how to better develop our storytelling abilities so that we can help people to visualize what would help them or help a cause that we're trying to bring them to. See, the reason that this topic is so important is because we are able to make substantially more impact through our stories across the board. See, whether it's recruiting volunteers, getting people to sign up, or even inspiring people to donate, meaningful and connected stories have been proven to bring greater participation. It inspires people. Stories inspire people. And on top of that, consider for a moment that if there's any chance of increasing the odds of somebody choosing Christ from your dialogue about a story, wouldn't you be willing to take it? So let's start off with this simple aspect of ways to use a story. Let's slow down. Ways to use a story. See, you can use a story in a way to inspire emotional connection. See, even if it's, say, you're getting people to sign up to volunteer for kids' church, that can be one of the most difficult things within ministries to inspire people to volunteer for. But when you create an emotional connection through a story, you can talk about even, say, a person that reflected on their time being in kids' church as the only place that they felt loved. And you could share their story of, say, being raised in a broken home, but somehow managed to be brought to church, and how that was the one place where they felt safe, and how you have an opportunity to make that kind of story possible for somebody else. So you use somebody's story to draw an emotional connection, or you can use stories to reveal a need for change through a call and action, a call to action. For example, you can talk about, say, there's a Big Brother program or mentoring opportunities, and you're trying to get people to sign up for. You can reveal the need through stories and talk about how a young person has no one to look up to, and you can use individual stories, real stories, to go about showing this need for change in their lives. And you could maybe talk about how they saw their older brother going down this path, and they saw their brother have no one to look to, so they looked towards gangs. And you could use that to draw a call to action to bring about change for someone's story. And then you could also use stories to help make complicated things simple. This is one of my favorite ways to use stories, and it's the effort of helping people to understand complexity. If you were to go on ChatGPT right now and say, explain to me quantum mechanics as if I'm 11 years old, the way that it will do that is by using a story to show complexity. And it'll tell you, like, say you have a little toy race car and you want this toy race car to go this fast. It'll use stories to show about something so complex. I feel like in the same way, we're able to do that in ministry, to where seemingly complicated scenarios when it comes to the Bible or God or what have you, you're able to make it simple through stories. And I feel like even when it comes to creating a message, I find using stories of the Bible can be so edifying and beneficial when you slow down and capture the story in the right way. And people can see something that they may have heard or looked at dozens of times, but when you share it, the story in this light, it's in a way or a perspective that they never sought for it before, and that's through the eyes of it being a story. Now, let's focus in on that, how to capture a story. And this is, I want to just give some tips on storytelling abilities. Number one is, when you're sharing a story, you want to think about, what point of view are you sharing this story from? Are you sharing it from my point of view? Are you using the words like I, me, etc.? Or are you deriving it from a specific individual, like say a Bible story, and let's say Peter, and you're looking at a moment for Peter in his life. Well, you want to go along that path of as if we're over Peter's shoulder throughout that story, and you're not shifting perspectives from Peter to John or Judas or someone else. You're going to stick with that same perspective for the majority of that storytelling. And you want to keep that with every other parts of the story. If you're using, say, somebody else's story from the church, someone that you've made an impact with, you would want to capture that person's perspective and paint their story with the same point of view throughout the entire story. It helps people to be able to follow along, not only in their minds, but with their emotions and heart the rest of the way. Now that leads us to number two, paint the scene with imagery and emotion. And what I'm saying with that is, as you're sharing the story, you want to be able to include the anxiety that someone might be feeling, and make dialogue about the imagery that they're witnessing and what they are feeling. And you want to paint all that in, again, from the point of view, the same consistent point of view that you started with. And that will help in bringing people to that connection of that same emotion. Like when I share a common story about, like, Mark chapter 5, I use the demon-possessed man, and I just share this little part where I keep with his point of view this whole story all the way to the end. And I'm drawing people in by talking about, like, even when he's in the graveyard, and I'll use imagery of, like, it seems like he was in a place where he pushed everybody else away, and he was completely isolated, and it seems as though he had this rage with inside of himself. And as I keep putting imagery and trying to dive deeper into what he could be feeling and what he could be experiencing, it starts creating a more clearer image of the actual person in the story and everything that's connected to it. Now, number three, this is really important. Don't get sidetracked or give unnecessary details. I think the worst thing to do when trying to give storytelling is to try to share too much. So you don't want to share too little, but you also don't want to share too much. You have to discern this kind of balance. And when it's easy to get sidetracked to where, from one point of view, all of a sudden you get kind of excited in your head, and you're like, that also makes me think about how one time for when I was young, and you change the point of view to yourself, and it will crush your story. You want to keep the same point of view and center it around that person of the story. Paint the image from that point of view as much as you can. Don't sidetrack from it. Don't start talking about something else. And don't give unnecessary details of like, and they were wearing sandals, and they had, and it seemed like they hadn't got those sandals since they were 3 years old. And when they were 3 years old, that was when their mother got them this. Or it's kind of like, it's so easy to just kind of start building off of a random place in the story. Stick with the program. You dig what I'm saying? Today's episode is brought to you by Gravetop Designs online store. Visit gravetopdesigns.com/shop to find custom-made Christian clothing that's edgy and actually looks good. I crafted all of the designs myself, so I'd love to hear your feedback and tell me what you think. Share your next purchase on Instagram and tag Gravetop Designs for a chance to get 10% off your next order. Shop today, help support this channel. Again, that's gravetopdesigns.com/shop. Now, that goes into this last part when it comes to using a story to inspire participation, and that is connecting that call to action moment through your story. And I find that people can work on their storytelling abilities, but then when it gets to the end, it's like they share their story, like, now let's pray. And it's like they don't really know how to bridge the story to the call to action. This is really pivotal. And you have to muster up some confidence in knowing that there's a purpose to this story. You're bringing it somewhere, and it's to inspire something. It's to inspire some type of change. So using a story, you can use a story to build that connecting bridge in a way where you're taking them on a journey through this story to where you're bringing it home to a decision that foresees potential. And like that first example I gave when it came to a person in kids' church that grew up, and now it was the most special part of their life was being at kids' church and being loved by these volunteers. See, what in that perspective, you're taking them on a journey through someone else's story, and then you're connecting it to this potential of being able to make a difference through the potential of being able to do that too. Another way that you build that kind of call to action is connecting the results of the story to a decision that they could make. So this would be something like, imagine you're trying to do a giving call. You're trying to ask people to donate. You have people listening to you. And say you use a story. You could use somebody's story and how a donation that they made you could either use something where someone had already made a donation and you're building this story of how their donation connected to the life of someone's life that was changed. And then you say, you can make that same kind of donation. You can make that same kind of story happen today in somebody else's life through your donation. Or you can connect the results by building up a ministry that some actual ministry stories and talking about, say, someone that was like, if I were to use our experience in recovery and share someone's story of getting sober, getting their life right with God, and having a complete turnaround, and showing them this in a sense like before and after story, and then saying, and that's the kind of difference you can make through your donation today. You help us to continue to make that kind of impact in somebody else's life. And finally, using the ending of a story can inspire this need for a decision to be made. And this could be like, say, as an example for you're trying to get people to sign up for foster care or to like a virtual adoption to where you're supporting the needs of somebody else in another country. And you could use their story of lack and what they don't have and use that to inspire where you paint this image. Again, I want to be clear. Let me sidestep real quick. Whenever you're sharing a story, you do not want to exaggerate and you don't want to be misleading. You want to be truthful and honest. So I want to make that abundant. We're not making fibs here. We're talking about real stories, but just learning how to capture the reality of those stories. So back to what I'm saying, you could paint the image of all that, say, someone doesn't have, and sharing their story to where it's you see this, in a sense, this heart tug, and then connect the call to action. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can make the change in their life by signing up today. So again, these are different ways that you're able to use stories, but the main idea is to understand that learning how to better captivate people through stories is a potential to make significant impact. And if you're a young leader at whatever capacity and you have not yet learned how to utilize stories, you got to. And it can really coincide even with what we talked about last week and using numbers to help paint those kinds of stories and being able to help capture more volunteers or more donors, whatever it is, you're utilizing the real stories of real people to be able to make an impact. And consider for a moment that the philosopher Plato, he talks about, in his dialogues, he talks about how theater, you're talking about theater, just stories being played out, he said are one of the most powerful things to the point where it could even be dangerous, because people can watch a play, watch a story, hear a story, and feel emotions for things that they hadn't even experienced just because they're visualizing it in somebody else's life. When someone watches a movie and they see trauma, it pulls their heart. They feel emotional, even though nothing happened to them, just because of what they witness. And when you're using a story, you're helping connect the real lives of people, the real emotions of others, to the potential of change, the potential for a difference to be made. And it is such a powerful tool to be able to have within your leadership. Now let's end with some takeaway. Number one, make a personalized list of 1 to 3 call to action moments you could use a story for. 1 to 3 things that you think a story could make an impact when it comes to volunteers, sign up donors, whatever it is, even if it is bringing bringing someone to Christ. Consider how many people have been brought to Christ just through someone's testimony. It's just their story, but it literally moves people to a moment of change because their story is so powerful. List 1 to 3 things that can have a call to action moment that you could use a story for. Number two, choose a story and derive a method of sharing it with a call to action at the end of it. Choose a story and just write out your train of thought. Write out how you're going to tell the story and how you're going to bridge that call to action. And number three, practice your story and call to action with somebody. Do a full run through with someone and have them share feedback so that you can practice your storytelling abilities. Thank you. With that being said, thank you for being a part of today's episode. I'm so grateful for you guys who are a part of our Hidden Potential podcast channel. Could you do me a favor? Could you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It really helped me out and help others be able to see this show in their feed. Until next time, have a great life.